Confusion. Came here to say my prayer, like I have done a thousand years. There came a voice across the water, don't forget the ones that's buried here. On the shores of Strawberry Island stands an old man weeping there. This land is sacred, Strawberry Island. In 1753, the Dakota was at war. The Ojibway was their foe. The ones that lived along the shore. That Dakota had a plan to destroy the Ojibwe man. Six canoes, midnight stark, somewhere far a coyote barks. This land is safe, Strawberry Island. The Ojibwe camp was still, grotesque shadows fill the air. Dakota went screaming towards the fire, but they found nobody there. The Ojibwe set her trap, and all hooted like a liar. War clubs singing, bringing death. 20 men died by daybreak's fire. This land is sacred, Strawberry Island. This land is sacred, Strawberry Island.
respeito aqui. Vou te aqui onde é a hora. Let your dawn open for me.
Great Spirit, grant me vision that I may not go wrong and find myself in prison of things I have not done. Teach me the secret that I might see. Fill my heart with compassion to love my enemy. Mother Earth will feed our hunger. Father Sky will love her well. Make me worthy of this vision that no human tongue
Drunk in the fever, long to change for exercise. came back or fighting them today. For answers who came back and asked the sociology. Too far gone to recognize them who told you to suck in the sack of a lie. The shade of for answers who came back or fighting them today.
If our ancestors came back and asked us who we are, would we be too far gone to recognize them through the stars and the stripes of the flag, living our lives as they say? If our ancestors came back, would we fight them today? If our ancestors came back and asked us who we are, would we be too far gone to recognize them through the stars and the stripes of the flag, living our lives as they say? If our ancestors came back, would we fight them today?
Shut up their excuses, they lied for all our people that died. Murdered and they massacred so the American dreams could survive. And if our people came back and looked in our eyes, what we say, what you looking at, then let them hot lids fly. But remember, become humble, we even break down and cry. Prisoners of war, fighting for, but we don't know half the time. We just release these masterpieces of the pain that's inside, where the past is torn to pieces so they cities could rise. Over the graves, try to erase us and clown my kind, making mascots up out of the face of all our people that died. So should I cry about that, or should I ride about that? But if my ancestors came back, we'd be reminded of all that. But snap, in what direction? Reflection, now self-oppression and lessons without their wisdom translate any misconceptions. Become separate entities, no longer we in self-selection. Unity will be the key to the future, past and the present.
If our ancestors came back and asked us who we are, would we be too far gone to recognize them through the stars and the stripes of the flag, living our lives as they say? If our ancestors came back, would we fight them today? If our ancestors came back and asked us who we are, would we be too far gone to recognize them through the stars and the stripes of the flag, living our lives as they say? If our ancestors came back, would we fight them today?
We caught a glimpse of the world before corruption of hate, still functioning on self-destruction, only some can relate. It's buried deep in my mind, someday our people will rise above the misconceived beliefs and stop believing the lies. We see it in their eyes, they trapped in webs of deceit. I'll take revolt with the rebels over their pledge and a leash. We've been led to believe we hopeless and will never be free. I'd rather die standing fighting than to live on my knees. We see our people lonely, only to cherish the dream of America, where apparently they bury beliefs underneath lies and violence they can barely be reached. Confused by rules, too scared or embarrassed to speak. They're very discreet, overly relying on lies. I'll take my death in defiance, a life inspired by pride. So where's our people at? Who stand in front of the line, shooting their family from attack for the love of our tribe?
If our ancestors came back and asked us who we are, would we be too far gone to recognize them through the stars and the stripes of the flag, living our lives as they say? If our ancestors came back, would we fight them today? If our ancestors came back and asked us who we are, would we be too far gone to recognize them through the stars and the stripes of the flag, living our lives as they say? If our ancestors came back, would we fight them today?
Here come the terms with attention, saying it's the dying inside, outside influence, polluting, punish our kind, to the point our eyes become blind, can't recognize our own kind, no longer knowing ourselves, through the centuries of hell we survive, no longer love one another, or take the time to ask why, cause we just kill one another, for the colors of the flag that ain't white, and the stripes and the stars, symbolized by wire and bars, and my native people's pain so deep, we feel like my soul got scars, and if our ancestors came back, we even know they was lost, we even care, we even notice we just gone that far. Will we look down on them, forget the sacrifices they made, to be reminded of ourselves when we see ourselves in their face? Come back, remind, erase this dark from our hearts, it's hate. Saturate our spirits with some clearness and we get the blazes of sage. I thank God for my ancestors that died for these ways. I struggle to stand on broke legs and show them it wasn't in vain.
If our ancestors came back and asked us who we are, would we be too far gone to recognize them through the stars and the stripes of the flag, living our lives as they say? If our ancestors came back, would we fight them today? If our ancestors came back and asked us who we are, would we be too far gone to recognize?
stars and the stripes of the flag. Living our lives, they say, if our ancestors came back, would we fight them today? Now tell me if we seen them, would freedom be in our hearts, or would we find ways to enslave them and keeping them apart? If they seen us and how we living, we make an impression. They be on reses, on our reses, in the way of our progression. We live like oppressors, least as close it gets. Some remember our ancestors that some chose to forget. Imagine if they walk with us and we rose to be a threat and once more embody the beings we supposed to be again. If they spoke in native tongues, would we even understand what our new native warriors then turn the gun on them? And if our ancestors came back and embraced with open arms, we'd be afraid to be embraced and reminded of who we are. Maybe they already here, we just don't wanna hear them speak, too busy trying to be Americans and lost in their beliefs. And if our ancestors came back, see we made it this far, breaking the spirits of our people, would we then break their hearts?
If our ancestors came back and asked us who we are, would we be too far gone to recognize them with the stars and the stripes of the flag? Living our lives, they say, if our ancestors came back, would we fight them today? If our ancestors came back and asked us who we are, would we be too far gone to recognize them with the stars and the stripes of the flag? Living our lives, they say, if our ancestors came back, would we fight them today?
This ain't rapping, this is street hop.
Never lose, never choose to lose, cruise,
I'm
gonna
kill, I'm deadly when I pull the pin out.
Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane.
The man with the bad new styles and funky forms,
yeah. Never lose, never choose to
sing, do you know what your purpose be? I'm verbally Hercules ever since my mama's purping me down at the nursery. Now I burn them seeds, my adversities to the third degree, cause I keep it hot like the fourth man in the furnace beat. You can catch me praying fervently until it hurts my knees, till I need emergency surgery. Yo, you murder me, but personally I approach the mic nervously, cause everything that I'm spitting will be ran eternally. You can look up vertically and see the vultures circling, cause the world's drowning in sin. I hear them gurgling, they have for currency. Every word's a lie, it's perjury. Every verse is worse than a first, it's absurdity. They lack a common courtesy. Make me wanna kick the freaking dogs off of the bridge like Don Burgundy. You never heard of me, don't need a hook like Murphy Lee. Keeping it tight, deep in the night, Christ burglary.
Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane.
This ain't rapping, this is street hop.
Never lose, never choose to bruise, cruise,
I'm gonna kill, I'm deadly when I pull the pin out.
Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane.
The man with the bad new styles and funky poems.
Never lose, never choose to bruise, cruise,
I'm gonna kill, I'm deadly when I pull the pin out.
And you won't back again, attack and sin, rapping, rap. You clap for the champion, what's happening? Prepping for the track again, because without the Lord, you know you lack within. Preaching when I practice in, I slap him in. Hulk who kicked at the gas to win. Resurrection, change our style, but no one. Seven tools, seven sins, so draw the strong arm. Goals and hostile, y'all. Laws manifest right then to the infinite. Handle the test, just handle the stress. And damage the rest, I better the best. Eat MCs like animal flesh. Evidence of a bad man who gone good. Oh, what you know about this? Yo, what you more sure? Oh, what you know about this? Yo, what you more sure? Oh, what you know about this?
Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane.
This ain't rapping, this is street hop.
Never lose, never choose to bruise, cruise,
I'm gonna kill, I'm deadly when I pull the pin out.
Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane.
The man with the bad new styles and funky poems.
Never lose, never choose to bruise, cruise,
I'm gonna kill, I'm deadly when I pull the pin out. God is marvelous. There ain't no stopping us. I got a lot of balls coming straight under the esophagus. Talk to us, you couldn't see me with binoculars. I throw away the key to rap game, cause I'll be locking this. It's obvious who rocking this. So I remain anonymous. And you're metropolis, palms drop. The apocalypse, the hip hop potamus. That's why they were the martyrs. So we battle haters with gladiators like Spartacus. Never hear my daughter, cause living water pours out of us. Spraying these balls, staying hard, just like them Tonka trucks. It's Mr. Papadopoulos. I know who not to trust. Yo, I locked the dust off of the monstrous to keep on watching us. Send him to the pit when I spit. Hey, yo, the bottomless. Go against the populace. Now I'm stopping, we dropping this. I pray they start to rush to the parks and start to bust. Knock them out of consciousness, cause we the awesomeness.
Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane.
This ain't rapping, this is street hop.
Never lose, never choose to. Cruise, cruise,
cruise. I'm deadly when I pull a pin out.
Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane.
The man with the bad new styles and funky poems.
Never lose, never choose to. Cruise, cruise,
cruise. I'm deadly when I pull a pin out.
Smoking, ripping through this first part of the second hour on Native American Fusion. I'm your host, Buckwiss. We heard from Bobby Bullitt there at the opening of this hour, a song called Strawberry Island, Robbie Romero and Red Thunder, a little tune called Prayer Song. And we heard the Savage Family. I threw a couple rap tunes in there, or hip-hop, whatever you want to call it. A Savage Family, Ancestors, and finishing with Superman, Deadly Pens featuring Sabotage. Anyway, as I said before, this is Native American Fusion. I'm your host, Buckwiss. Thanks for being with me. What's quicker, safer, and more convenient than receiving individual Indian money account funds by check? Receiving them electronically. And you have two options. Funds deposited directly into your banking account, or, if you don't have an account with a financial institution, receive your funds on a Chase debit card. For more information, call Valerie at the Northern Idaho Office of the Special Trustee for American Indians. Call 208-843-9423. That's 208-843-9423. It's your land. Land you own through your individual Indian money account generates income for you. Or it can, if you participate in managing your land. Your IIM account statement of preference shows tracts of land you own, their locations, and any authorized uses of those lands, such as leases, permits, and rights of way. Check your recent statements to see how your land is working to earn you money, or ask for a copy of your land and title report. Then find out how you might make your land work harder to put money in your pocket. Don't put off managing your land. Contact Valerie at the Department of the Interior's Office of the Special Trustee for American Indians to learn about your land and how you can manage it. Call Valerie at 208-843-9423. That number again is 208-843-9423.
Native American Fusion.
To Cause there's a fire burning in moon rising in my soul. Now there's starlight in my eyes. The tide is turning me, new day's dawning. It's my sunrise.
side.
Yes, it is. Native American Fusion. I'm your host, Buck West. We heard from Bill Miller off of his album Chronicles of Hope, Waiting on the Lord. And then we heard Joseph Strider. I had a chance to interview this guy, this young man. He's got his act together. I'm amazed. You know, he's been through a lot of the same things I've been through. So we had a lot to talk about. A song called Full Moon Rising. Then we had A Blast from the Past, Redbone, Come and Get Your Love, finishing off with Fargo, Arizona, Call My Name. I'd like to thank you all for being here and joining me today. This is Native American Fusion. I'm Buckwas.
Thank you.
Oh,
Wrapping up this hour, we heard Spirit Wing there, Walk Gently on Mother Earth from their Flutes, Drums, and Guitars album, A Great Mystery, a tune called Dark Moon Night, a little something from Kenny Starr, a song called Your Eyes, and finishing finally with Aaron White and Anthony Wakeman, Flight of the Waterbirds. This has been Native American Fusion. I'm Buck Wuss. I'd like to say thank you for joining me, and I'll see you right here next week. Have a good week, everyone.